got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Ellen Mason, your host and housing heffy, bringing you the latest real estate news and home buying facts, along with community event information and money-saving tips. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. Toll-free number for Reach is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. You may also check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Well, Reach counselors say there's no better time to become a homeowner than right now. To get started, call the good folks at Reach and let them know you're ready to move into home ownership. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. So give them a call today. You know the number, 855-487-3224. Well, coming up on today's show, Vince Larkin joins us with the latest information about affordable housing and his efforts to put an end to discrimination in the real estate marketplace. After that, real estate news at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cody, the man with a golden voice and a rusty microphone, bringing you the latest industry news. After that, Gigi Santiago joins us with the latest information about the grand opening of the new Reach offices located in Kendall. You don't want to miss this party. And of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how this home can become your house, this house can become your home. And then our house segment opens the garage door for a little R&R, better known as relocate and rearrange. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now, Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir.
You bet.
Here's what's going on. Federal mortgage backers Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac announced a change to loan modification standards last week, a change that lifts the ban on working with homeowners who are more than 720 days late on payments. They've loosened restrictions quite a bit on this. They do still have ways to screen out people who can still afford their mortgage but just decide to stop paying so that they can qualify. We also have a story for you about a lady whose home was foreclosed, and she called the new owners and said, "I will hand it back to you in good condition if you pay me $17,500. I think you can probably guess how this ends, but I'll give you the whole story. More complaints about foreclosure rescue fraud now are involving attorneys. Attorneys work under different rules. They're exempt from the laws that prohibit soliciting distressed homeowners. We'll give you the numbers on how many there are. And a lot of the blame for America's affordable housing problems apparently can be laid at the feet of local housing regulations. Those regulations have mushroomed since the 1970s, even though the actual cost of the materials to buy a house, pretty much flat. And New Jersey, once again, topped the nation with the highest real estate tax bills at $7,331 average of all. We'll tell you where Florida lies in that list of the 50 most expensive tax states. And we'll have much more for you during the news at the bottom of the hour on this very radio program.
Well, that's great. I think that's exit 10 up there in New Jersey is where those rules and regulations are. But who knows? When we return, Vince Larkins will tell us how his organization is keeping an eye on discrimination in the housing marketplace. Did you know that the oldest school in Florida is still standing since 1776?
Got no home or no place to roam.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Woohoo! Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, still your host and housing heffy, with a little lifestyle change message just for you. If you're a first-time home buyer using FHA, HUD, and other government programs, you know you have to complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify for HUD assistance and to receive big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. REACH offers a litany of workshops, one-on-one personal training sessions designed to help you qualify for home ownership. REACH also offers a comprehensive credit management workshop that will show you how to deal with any negative credit issues you may or may not have, helping you get back on a sound credit track. We also offer free foreclosure and modification counseling, FHA back-to-work counseling, and financial budgeting workshops, all designed to help you get into your first or second home. You know, we talked about this many times before. HUD recognizes a first-time home buyer as someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. That's it. So you could own 30 homes, but if you haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you're a first-time home buyer. To find out more about this information and other products that REACH offers, call 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? Jump on the bus, Gus, and call the good folks at REACH right now. Their toll-free number, 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All right, our first guest is the president and CEO of the Fair Housing Center in the Palm Beaches. He's like a vacuum cleaner of evildoers, and he has filed several discrimination suits in federal and local courts, all in the name of equality. Vince Larkins, our superhero, welcome to the REACH Radio Show.
Well, thank you very, very much.
How
is everyone doing?
We're just doing great. We're having more fun than we're allowed to legally have, I guess. I'm glad you're here, because I know you've got a lot going on. Have you completed some of the lawsuits that you couldn't talk about a couple of weeks ago?
No, they're still in the litigation, and we just amended one of our complaints, one of our fair housing lawsuits against Sonoma Bay and Marsh Harbor,
right,
which is the first amended complaint. The Fair Housing Center, if listeners remember, the Greater Palm Beaches filed an initial lawsuit based on the fact that we allege that report cards were being asked for and a curfew saying that your children have to be in the house or on the back porch at night. And since then, several people have come forward. They have been added to the lawsuit, as well as the property managers and the security companies that were enforcing these rules and other entities.
You know, just to let the folks know, you know, you take care. It's hard to believe in today's world that we even have discrimination like this. And sometimes you wonder if it's just ignorance or they're just, good intentions that always go bad. What do you think the deal is there? What's wrong with
that? Well, the thing about it, Alan, it's hard to interpret. But one of the clear facts is that Supreme Court ruled years ago that lack of knowledge is no defense in a fair housing complaint or lawsuit.
Right.
As well as, these are housing professionals, they should know the Fair Housing Act, and they definitely should know that you don't ask for the kids' report cards as a prerequisite for living somewhere, as well as setting curfews for your children. While some people might think that's fine. Well, yes, it's fine, but your housing provider cannot tell your children when to be inside at night.
Exactly.
I would never have been the superstar basketball player I was if I would have had to be inside.
Oh, yeah? You were a hooper? You never told me that.
Oh, yeah. I can hoop.
Vince does good hoop, ladies and gentlemen.
But, listeners should be real real clear that the Fair Housing Act, you know, is very, very comprehensive document. One of the greatest parts of the Civil Rights Act, which is Title VIII, that prohibits discrimination based on race and color, national origin, religion, familial status, meaning the presence of minor children under 18, disability, and gender. And then Palm Beach County adds marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or expression. So when someone is treated differently solely based on those factors in the provision of a rental or a sale of a home, a mortgage, or homeowner's insurance, then they have a right to legal redress under the Fair Housing Act of the United States, as well as state and local ordinances that prohibit discrimination. If someone is going through that, then they can call the Fair Housing Center. Our mission is to ensure equal and fair and affordable housing opportunities for all people, no matter what their race is. We do that in a comprehensive way. Doesn't cost them a dime, and we want to help everyone. They can go to our website at www.fairhousingfloor.com. We're on Facebook. They can dial 1-877-910-FAIR, or they can go to our Twitter at fairhousinggpb. So all these avenues are available to protect people, and if a housing provider wants to be educated, we more than reach out to different housing providers. We have great partners in the community, people who are doing it right. I can't stress, and I don't want this call to end before I stress that there are housing providers that are doing it right and are working hard every day to service anyone who comes to them in an equal opportunity basis, and I would be remiss. We're talking about a minority of people operating out of the fringes in violation of the Realtors Association rules and regulations, as well as federal, state, and local fair housing laws.
I couldn't have said that any better, Vince. Could you repeat that?
Yes. These are people, and I can go even further to say they're operating in the 1800s, basically.
Yeah. What's with that? You know, I have this question, and it comes up all the time, and it's probably the most simplest question, but why do people do this? They know that the laws are on the books. Do they really think they're going to get away with something, or is it just good intentions gone bad, or what?
I think that's part of it. I think that there's a minority of people in the community who think that they can get away with it, and at the Fair Housing Center, we have a saying. And that saying is very simply put, that if you're doing these things, if you're harming our communities, if you're harming our children, if you're harming the people in our community in violation of the Fair Housing Act, don't worry, we'll be there shortly.
And you don't slip into a phone booth and change clothes, do you? And come
well, see, if I disclose that, then we will have to put you on lockdown, and still that information is classified. Okay,
I got you.
You are the
superhero of discrimination. That's for sure, and I mean that in a positive way. We've known each other for about a year and a half now, and you're on top of it. You really know your game. And do me a favor. I have a different phone number. I know the 910 FAIR. But tell us the phone number and the website again one more time.
Oh, the website is www.fairhousingflorida.com.
Right.
And then the Facebook, you know, you just type in our name. You can go to our Facebook page. You can file a complaint there. Or you can go to our Twitter, which is at fairhousinggpb. And, Alan, you know, thank you so much for the compliment, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention the hardworking staff members of the Fair Housing Center of the Greater Palm Beaches. And they basically make me look good, as well as people in with HUD and the Department of Justice, as well as local entities that are fighting very hard to make sure that this becomes a reality. And people in the housing industry that report housing discrimination. Some of the most comprehensive recovery we've been able to recover in the community. And by the way, we have been a participant in thousands of homes being opened on an equal opportunity basis. And that could not have happened without the comprehensive cooperation with federal, state, local, as well as people in the housing industry and some in the lending industry, too, who want to do it right.
There you go.
Unfortunately, there are some in the lending industry who, in our latest complaint, and if we don't have time, we can talk at another time.
No, I just got to take a quick break here, Vince, but I want you to hang on through the break, if you would, because we want to hear more about this. Folks, if you feel like you've been discriminated against in any form, make sure you get a hold of Vince Larkins there, and he'll take care of that for you. When we return, Vince will share a little piece of personal history straight from the 1960s civil rights movement. Did you know that President Kennedy's 1963 civil rights speech called for the protection of voting rights? Not everyone had that right back then.
Ain't got no home. I know
making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. We're speaking with Vince Larkins, the president and CEO of Fair Housing Center of the Greater Palm Beaches, and he has a personal story that shows a deep comparison between civil rights today and 50 years ago. But before we do that, Vince, continue on. You were talking about one of the latest lawsuits that you had, and I know that you can't talk about these things or mention names, but we can stay with the example.
Well, I can in this particular case, Alan, that we have joined the National Fair Housing Alliance, which is an alliance of over 220 groups throughout the country based in D.C. We happen to be a part of that very, very great organization. And we joined them in a complaint with HUD against U.S. Bank, and that complaint is based on real estate-owned properties that are owned by banks, and this particular bank, U.S. Bank, not all banks, but this particular bank, mm-hmm. where the foreclosed properties in the communities of color are kept in disrepair, or are in disrepair, eyesores, terrible conditions, and the ones that were found in predominantly white communities were in great condition.
Right.
And a lot of people might not realize that under the Fair Housing Act, one of the interpretations of the act is that, the differing maintenance of REO properties based on race or ethnic composition of neighborhoods is a violation of the Fair Housing Act. And HUD regulations clearly speak that failing or delaying maintenance or repairs for sale and rental dwellings because of race is prohibited under the Act. And we allege in our complaint, along with other organizations throughout the country, that U.S. Bank is guilty of that. Hmm. And we have filed a HUD complaint, and one of the things that we're attempting to do is to make sure that no matter what community it is, that the property that has been foreclosed is kept in a condition that does not devalue the communities in which they reside. And sure. Unfortunately, we all know that predominantly African-American communities and Latino communities were disproportionately affected by the foreclosure crisis. Hmm. Right. And for those homes that are in foreclosure, which literally proliferates those communities.
Sure.
When there are nice homes that surround these properties, the value of that community goes down because no one's going to want to be buy a house or sell your house, and no one's going to want to be in a community where there's someone living in that building and they might come out and attack you.
Right.
So that's one of the things that we're trying to do. We're trying to make sure that that happens. We're not saying that every bank, this isn't against every bank. One of the things I want to stress that there are plenty of lending institutions that are doing it right, but this particular lending institution, when we've conducted testing, the Fair Housing Center has conducted testing that we believe substantiates our allegations, and we've moved forward with the HUD complaint.
Right. Have they said anything in response to your filing?
Well, I won't, you know, because it's the complaint is being processed by HUD.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to comment on what they said. Let's just say that I think it's safe to say
they're aware.
That they're aware of the
complaint. There you go. Well, you know, I'm not trying to stick up for anybody, but sometimes you get caught up in the day-to-day churn of business, and I don't know if it's overlooked or they just don't see it, but it's good that you're there to make sure that they do see it, and that's your function and job, and we're certainly good. Hey, we got about a minute and a half or so to go here, and I wanted to get into the story of your aunt. I believe you had was that 56 or 7 like that prior to the Civil Rights Act?
Oh, yes. Yes. But you know I can talk fast, so I just throw this little piece in there.
Go ahead.
You're absolutely right when it comes to these foreclosed properties, but, you know, one of the things is that what we always say, it doesn't cost any more to mow a lawn in a Latino neighborhood than it does in a white neighborhood. But let me get
That's pretty good, Vince. I never looked at it that way.
let me get back to what you're saying. You know, one of the things that part of my history and my family's history and history of the civil rights movement, there are people, black, white, Latino, and from all different nationalities, Asian and so forth, who have a history in their family, and I have that history. My aunt, Wilhelmina Jake Street, was a student at Florida A&M University when she refused to get off the back of a bus, which sparked the first student-led boycott in the South in the modern-day civil rights movement. Many people thought it was the Wilmington, the North Carolina sit-ins, but it was Florida A&M University.
Right, in Tallahassee, right? Yeah,
in Tallahassee. The famous Tallahassee bus boycott.
You know.
And what's amazing is that 3 to 4 years later, my uncle, William Larkins, my late uncle William Larkins, and also my aunt, you know, she passed away a couple of years ago, he was student president at Florida A&M when the students at Florida A&M and white students at Florida State and led sit-ins at the different lunch counters in Tallahassee,
right,
which integrated the lunch counters in Tallahassee, and he spent over 40 days in jail in order to make sure that people were treated fairly. So it runs in my family, it runs in my blood, along with many other people, as I say, that we can't discount.
You're right.
From all different communities, and that fervor also runs through. It's an American fervor. It runs through all of us, black, white, Hispanic, and Asian.
Yeah, and it's not good for us, and it's not good for the country. You know, I read that story, and after she got off the bus, she actually got off the bus and said, "All right, give me my dime back." And the driver said, "No." Gosh, how much further can you push it?
Well, that's close, but what actually happened, she told the driver that she would get off the bus if he gave her dime back, and of course he couldn't do that. So what a lot of the kids don't realize is that, you know, you would go to jail, and the bus drivers, you know, drove to a what we don't see anymore, a phone booth.
Yeah, exactly.
And he called the police, and the police came aboard the bus. I never forget, my aunt said, he said, "Your girls want a ride? We'll give you a ride." That night when
they
got
the back
out
of the police car, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Then they had a cross burned in front of their house that night, and then the students were so upset at Florida A&M, they immediately told everyone to get off the buses that were going through FAMU, and it sparked the famous Tallahassee bus boycott 1956.
There you go. All right. Listen, Vince, we appreciate you spending your time with us on Saturday. Again, it's www.fairhousingflorida.com or 877-910-FAIR. We'll check you soon, Vince. Thanks a lot. We're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Gigi Santiago joins us live on the phone with the newest information about our office in Kendall. We have a grand opening message for you. And, of course, this week's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how this house can become your home. And then our house segment will give you some tips to organize your garage in search of new space. And then Scott Carnegie has a live lobster message fit for your taste buds. This message comes with corn, potatoes, and a special clam chowder. But first, live from the Electronic Palace with nothing more than a piece of wire and a big hammer, it's Reach Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody. What do you got, Steve?
Thank you, sir. Well, it seems that more complaints of foreclosure rescue fraud now are involving attorneys. Attorneys are exempt from the law that prohibits soliciting distressed homeowners, and they can also slow down investigations by citing client confidentiality. Of the 1,526 Florida complaints of foreclosure rescue fraud made to the Federal Trade Commission since January of last year, nearly one-third cited issues with lawyers, representing 474 complaints. Now, it seems that some firms would collect upfront fees to work out a loan modification, then cut communication before a deal could be worked out. This according to state and federal records. A lot of the blame for America's affordable housing problem can be laid at the feet of local housing regulations, which have mushroomed since the 1970s. While the inflation-adjusted prices of things that actually go into building a house, like labor and materials, have remained just about flat for 30 years, home prices have skyrocketed, even when taking into account the housing bust. Now, based on data that was published in Fortune magazine, it's clear that the combination of growing population and an increase in the number of land use regulations have led to a divergence between the cost of construction and the price of housing. This started back in the 1970s. What's a little less clear is the reasons behind the explosions in these types of regulations, or what we can do to try to curtail them. One theory is that homeowners use their political clout to restrict building, because these laws raise the value of their homes. But whatever the reason behind these laws, the data shows that these restrictions have made housing much more expensive than it otherwise would be. And in a country where there are only 31 affordable housing units for every 100 families, the problem is getting more acute by the day. Federal mortgage backers Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac announced a change to loan modification standards last week that lifts a ban on working with homeowners who are more than 720 days late on their payments. The amendment was made to the Streamlined Modification Program. That was announced with much fanfare last year because it takes away paperwork requirements that have bogged down many loan modifications. A letter to lenders sent last week says that they have to reevaluate any borrower who previously was turned down for a modification because of that 720-day cap. The streamlined modification plan was developed because of consistent complaints from borrowers that banks were repeatedly losing loan modification paperwork in a bureaucratic process, and that process sometimes takes years to complete. Although no paperwork is required to get the streamlined modification, Fannie and Freddie will try to screen out people who still can afford their mortgage but stop paying them so that they can qualify for this. New Jersey once again topped the nation with the priciest median real estate tax bill, $7,331, according to a new survey from the American Community Survey Company. In Florida, the median property tax rate falls pretty close to the center. The state ranks number 22 overall, with a median property tax of $1,623. At only $532, Alabama has the lowest rate in the nation. The highest property taxes, mostly centered in the Northeast, while the lowest are often in the South, according to the survey. Average U.S. mortgage rates fell for the third straight week, making it more affordable to borrow money to buy a home. Mortgage company Freddie Mac said Thursday that the nationwide average for a 30-year loan fell to 4.12% from 4.19% last week. The average for a 15-year mortgage, a popular choice for people who are refinancing, went from 3.3% to 3.36%. The 30-year rate is down from 4.53% since the start of the year. And Carol Varnum tried to force the new owner of her foreclosed property to pay her to move out without any problems. It didn't work out. When the new owner didn't pay her, she trashed the house, causing $70,000 worth of damage, according to Riviera Beach police. It all started when the alarm went off on September 14th. The house appeared to be empty, in disarray. Every electrical socket was smashed in. Lights were broken. The glass top on the stove was broken. The home's mirrors were all smashed. This, according to the police report. The officer talked with a neighbor who said they saw her drive up onto the lawn of the house before going inside. Police talked with the new homeowner 3 days later, who said that Varnum tried to get them to pay her $1,750 to move out in a timely manner. When they said no, she apparently trashed the place. Varnum was booked into the Palm Beach County Jail. She did about $70,000 worth of damage to the home. Her bond was $1,000, and she's out now. Now, we've talked about homes being underwater, but this one is very different. A Florida couple received an eye-popping water bill of $3,385 for just 18 days of service. Pasco County Utilities insist that the 614,000 gallons of water went through the pipes at Eugene Foy's new Port Richey home. That's enough water to fill up his swimming pool more than 60 times. Foy says there's no way that bill is accurate. He and his wife, Louise, had not even moved into the new house yet when the water usage allegedly occurred. Now, the couple paid $190 to have the county test their meter. The county says the meter's working fine. The county is sticking to the bill. They offered to set them up on a payment plan. Tobin says the county's professionals say that 23 gallons of water a minute could pass through an open faucet. And he says once the water passes through the meter, it's the homeowner's responsibility. Ouch.
You know what? They got there and they looked, and the guy's got 60 swimming pools in his backyard.
Unfortunately, Mr. and Mrs. Foley got soaked by the county.
Oh, gosh, I knew you. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, for more than 30 years, our next guest has all but ruled over the finance industry. She's mastered all aspects of the financial processing, which means, folks, she understands all the rules. Gigi Santiago, welcome to the Reach Radio Show. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon, Alan. How are you?
Oh, did I say good morning? No. Well, good afternoon to you. Hey, how's it going down there? You're in Kendall, right?
Yes, sir, and it's beautiful out here today.
Well, you've got a lot going on. I believe next Saturday, is it? Yeah, next Saturday we have a grand opening down there for the Kendall office, the new Reach offices in Kendall. Kendall, Miami? Is that how that works?
Yes, we Reach now is having the grand opening actually on Thursday, the 16th.
Right.
We're going to have our grand opening from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. with refreshments and hourly drawings. We would like everybody to come out and say hello to us.
Wow, that's like super duper. let's get that address out. It's 9010 Southwest 137 Ave in Miami. That's a hike, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's actually right here.
Well, I opened up the door for that.
It's all perspective.
Exactly. So you're not far.
Not at all. No. Come to 9010 Southwest 137, go upstairs to suite 233 and partake in our festivities. We're excited to be helping new as well as existing homeowners throughout the south area of Florida.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, how is the market going down in Kendall? I mean, we pretty much keep an eye on Palm Beach and Broward Counties and all that stuff, but Kendall down in Miami, is that a new emerging area for real estate?
Actually, Kendall is a little hub of Dade and Monroe County, actually, per se, because we're on the south end of Miami, so we can cover anything down to the Keys and anything up going into Broward. It's actually pretty local for folks to come from both directions, and there's people wanting to buy as much as there's people that are in trouble with their mortgages and needing help. So I'm expecting a pretty good turnout of people that we will be able to be of assistance to.
Right. Well, I don't see how South Florida would be any different than North Florida. I mean, Florida is the number one state for foreclosures. So, I mean, I don't know if we're to be proud of that or what, but we are the number one state. So South Florida or halfway through Florida, it's the same, right?
I would think so. I would think so, and I'm very, very proud for us to be here and be able to extend the services that we have for our Palm Beach audience and everyone else as far as this far south, making it more convenient to get to for the folks from down here. Yeah. But we'll take you from wherever you're coming. If If you're visiting Florida and you got property here and you want to stop by and see me and you're on vacation in Miami, please come in and see me.
Stop by and have a donut, right?
Come see us, win something.
Well, all right, now let me ask you this. You have the same services that are available in Reach up in Palm Beach and Broward counties is the same services that you'll be offering down there in Kendall, right?
Absolutely.
So we're
absolutely. We're looking to bring awareness to potential home buyers. As we all know, the industry's taken a hit with folks not having the knowledge that they really should have prior to home ownership. So we're looking to provide a really, really big service at the home buyer workshops and have people prepared and knowledgeable and knowing exactly what they're getting into and what they should look for in home buying, as well as reaching out to those in trouble with their mortgages that are having a real hard time getting that assistance from their lenders or for their lenders to listen to them and help bail them out from a situation, from a hardship, that are still wishing to save their home and keep their home.
Absolutely. Knowledge is key. And, you know, most people say knowledge is power. But we at Reach say the best use of knowledge is power. So when you get these courses and workshops from Reach, that's knowledge. And now what we need to do is help you put that knowledge to work. And that is true power. How's the inventory down there in Miami? A lot of properties available, or are the banks holding them back? What's the story on the availability of real estate in that area?
There's a fair amount of real estate available. It is moving. I've seen values going up. I've seen properties becoming available, but it almost seems like they're being swallowed up as quickly as they're becoming available. So I'm actually happy to see activity.
Well, you know, back in the I don't know how far back I'd go with this, but probably in the late 60s, 70s, a lot of people from Miami migrated north to the Hollywood-Fort Lauderdale area, and the folks in Hollywood and Fort Lauderdale migrated up to Boca Raton, and those folks migrated up to Vero Beach. So what's going? Is there a resurgence in the South Miami area?
I couldn't really fairly assess that in the time that I've been back to Miami, because I myself went out to St. Lucie County, was gone 10 years, and just recently came back. But I am happy to see the movement, to see the interest in folks. I get asked questions all the time, all day long. I wear my name tag, and I've got people with very high interest in the real estate market, and that alone in itself is really good news.
Great. How about Reach Properties? What do we have down in that area? Do we have anything to offer in that area? I know it's brand new for us, so we may not have an inventory of homes. But like you say, the area is hot, warm, or cold. What are we doing down there?
No, there's definitely properties down here, but I'd let you reach out to Ms. Pat Tracy for that one.
Yes, indeed. She's the one. All right, well, listen now.
We've got them. We're here. More so than anything, I just want folks to come on out, meet us, shake our hands, let us know that we can help you, grab a bite to snack on, hopefully win something, and help us celebrate our grand opening on Thursday from 2 to 7.
That's Thursday, October the 16th from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Again, the address is 9010 Southwest 137 Avenue in Miami. Zip code, if you want to put that into your GPS system.
33186, suite number 233.
Ah, okay. I'm glad you corrected me on that. I had a different number, but that's good. And at 33186, suite number 223 from
233.
Yes, 233. Oh, well, you'll see the sign when you get there. What's it near? Is it near anything for the folks that are in the area there that might know?
Actually, it's a very simple location to get to. Anybody traveling on the turnpike can just exit on Kendall Drive, which is Southwest 88th Street, and just take it west a few blocks to 137th Avenue. We're just one block south of that on the intersection of 88th and 137th, because as you can see, our address is 90.
That's
it's
it.
Actually one street over.
Perfect. All right. And the toll-free number again to reach the office down here, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. We'll get you there. Gigi, thank you so much for coming on the show. We do appreciate it. Now it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her phone number, 561-351-8000, 561-351-8000. This property is located in Stewart, Matter of fact, 438 Southeast Florida Street is the address, zip code 34994. If Stewart is the place for you, then this property may be just what you're looking for. It's a beautiful three-bedroom, two-bath, single-family home. It's been totally redone, freshly painted. Everything is brand new. The appliances, stove, refrigerator, and it's in a great location. And we'll also take FHA, VA, conventional, or cash. Cash always works, right? And if you'd like to take a look at the property, just go to Google Maps and see for yourself. That is 438 Southeast Florida Street in Stewart, Florida. And Google, again, they always love the zip code there. It's 34994. Again, it's a great location. FHA, VA, and conventional financing is available. And, of course, the ever-popular cash. So, again, that's Stewart, Florida. The property is just what you're looking for if you want to be living in that area. It's a beautiful three-bedroom, two-bath house, single-family home, redone and ready for you to move into. And that is this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Again, her phone number, 561-351-8000. You could call her right now. That's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, and Pat Tracy is offering that to you. For additional information, call 561-351-8000. Okay. Well, we'd like to go to the phones now and talk to Scott Carnegie. Scott is he's a Mason. I don't know if he's got any secrets to share with us, but Scott, are you on the line?
I am here. Alan, how are you today, sir?
We're having a great day. I understand you're over on the West Coast.
I am. I'm looking for lobsters.
Well, I think our lobsters come from Maine. We have an event coming up next Saturday. That would be the 18th of October, and it's right here in Palm Beach at the Masonic Lodge on it's Palmwood Lodge. It's 845
Bradley Street, right?
I knew that. 845 Bradley Street. It's just south of Southern, just a little bit east of Parker over in that area. And what's the deal there?
Well, we're going to have some Maine lobsters. We're going to have what's called a Boston broil, which is a bag of clams and mussels. We're going to have potatoes and corn, all for a mere $15 a person.
Wait a minute, a pound and a half Maine lobster for $15?
Yes, sir.
And where does that money go?
That money is going to be used in the general fund that we take care of all of the people around us. We donate to schools in the area. We've donated to Palmetto, right down the street from us.
Right.
But in essence, the money's going to be used for charity.
Well, that's the important part. So basically, get yourself a good lobster meal, a Maine lobster, right?
Maine lobster.
Those are the cream of the crop, right?
Pardon?
Those are the cream of the crop, the Maine lobsters.
Well, if you're a lobster eater, you know that the Maine lobster comes from that cold, cold water,
yep.
And it is the best.
Yeah, those lobsters from China don't cut it.
No.
All right, Scott.
They only have one arm.
One claw, I got it.
One claw. But yep. This way you get two claws, a lobster, like I said, some clams, some mussels, corn, and boiled potatoes.
Great, and that's all for $15. And again,
$15, all for charity.
That's the best part about it. Now, let me give this number out. If you have any questions, you'd like to find out more about the Lobster Fest coming up, that's the 18th of October at the Palmwood Lodge. That's a Masonic Lodge, by the way, and they won't hurt you if you go there. I promise you that. The phone number is 561-833-0023. That's 561-833-0023. If you would like to find out more about the Lobster Fest and how you can get involved and get tickets, give them a call. Scott, thanks a lot. Do you have a lobster with you?
I do have Larry the Lobster. He's on a leash.
Get him done. All right, Scott. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate that.
You have a good day.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
That means it's time for Our House. This week's segment brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. Today we're on a five-year mission to boldly go where no man has ever gone before.
Where is that, Alan?
Oh, Rick, I'm glad you asked. We're going to seek out and find extra space in the garage, and I understand you're about to take that journey all by yourself.
Well, I'm planning to do my garage, and that's what inspired this. Looking into the garage is scary because I don't see my car. And the reason is I can't get the car in the garage.
Wait a minute. We did a segment a couple of months ago about hoarding. Is that your problem?
Not exactly.
Okay.
We'll talk about that in another show. Open that door and analyze what you've got in there. You've got to put your possessions into three categories: items to keep, items to throw away, and items to give away. Once you sort through all those belongings, throw away the second pile because you promised yourself they're gone. If your item is in disrepair or you never use it, chances are no one else will either. Let the items you need stay put. Make a plan for the giveaways. You can give them to charity and possibly receive a tax credit. You can have a yard sale, sell the items online. Get rid of them. Take a look at the items to keep pile. Go through everything. Sort into piles: a pile for your tools, a pile for ornaments, a pile for old sports equipment, etc. Everything goes into a pile so you can be organized. Audit all the belongings to determine what type of storage would work for you. For example, if most of the items in your garage are sports related, opt for metal shelving and hanging hooks rather than large boxes. Think vertical. Is your garage high enough to add a shelf above the cars? If so, what would you put up on that shelf? Remember, you're trying to utilize the space. Once your needs are assessed, it's time to shop. Buy clear storage bins. You can see what's in there.
Oh, you won't
have to paw through them anymore. And if you do decide to opt for dark bins, be sure to label them. Write something on there so you know what's in them. Focus on safety, paint, pesticides, auto fluids, keeping them in their original containers in a space designated specifically for them. If they're damaged, used, or old, dispose of them properly. If you have pets or kids, make sure your containers are high enough and out of reach. One tablespoon of antifreeze can kill a dog.
Yeah.
Propane, don't store it in your garage. It's very combustible. Get it about 10 feet away from the house when you can. If you have ladders, store them horizontally at floor level. Get a fire extinguisher in there. Measure your space so there's room for your car. I laugh because there isn't right now. Focus on the floor is probably your last step here. Sweep the garage, dust items, and get rid of the oil stains by putting cat litter on it. Let it sit overnight. It'll absorb a lot of the oil. Then mix laundry detergent and water, scrub the floor, the oil stains are gone, your garage will look like $1 million. And don't forget,
remember,
label everything so you know what you've got and where it is.
You remember the game Tetris?
No.
No? Well, that was blocks that fell from the top of the screen and you had to twist them and get them into the... That's what rearranging a garage is like.
It's very similar.
Plain Tetris.
Yes, and I wanted to put a plug in for your lobsters, Alan. I'm from Maine, and I can tell you they are the best. Love those Maine lobsters.
Well, we got a couple hundred of them coming in.
Let's do it.
We're ready to do that.
Okay.
So. All right. When we return, Bango... We'll be talking with Kenesha Wood. She's checking in live from the Preserving Home Ownership Clinic in Fort Pierce, Florida at the Havard L. Finn Center. Did you know that Mr. Know-It-All was a popular segment on the Rocky and Bullwinkle show? Duh.
Ain't got no home. I know made it wrong.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know later on.
ain't got no home, I know place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy. Just to let you know, if you're tired of paying rent and you want to lower your monthly payments, then you should know about Reach's first-time home buyer workshop. The next workshop is Sunday, November the 2nd, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Reach offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. Folks, these classes are limited and they fill up fast. I know we say this every week because it's true. They do fill up. You need to call and get in line to get into the first-time home buyer workshop. We have about 33 or 34 seats, and they fill up every single month. We're about ready to start doing more than one a month. But you need to call Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, and sign up for the first-time home buyer workshop. And I know I said this earlier in the show, but just to refresh your memory, HUD defines a first-time home buyer as someone who hasn't owned a home in 3 years. So if you've been without a home, like we say, ain't got no home, well, then you need to call Reach, 855-48-REACH, and tell them you would like to get into a home, and they will help you out because that's what they do. Reach has a host of valuable workshops, and some coming up very soon, October the 15th, we have a Wells Fargo foreclosure prevention workshop. So if your mortgage is with Wells Fargo, you need to attend this workshop, and that's at the Reach headquarters. You know, call Reach. They'll tell you how to get there. October the 18th is a Saturday. We have an Ocwen foreclosure event. So that is what's coming up on the horizon, and you need to get a hold of Reach. We are HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors to assist you in purchasing your first home. Even if you've owned a home before, you know, wait 3 years and you're a first-time home buyer.
Amazing.
Yep. Call Reach today, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. And don't forget, or as Rick says, remember to press zero for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So I don't know what you would be waiting for. You need to get into a home. You need to call Reach because that's what we do. We have a host of classes, first-time homebuyer. We have management classes to help you manage your money. We have credit rebuilding classes to help you get your credit straight so that you can get into your first home. Okay, well, we're just about at the close of the show. We were going to hear from Kanisha. She's at the Preserving Home Ownership Clinic up at the Herbert Finn Center in Fort Pierce, Florida. That event goes from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., so it's still going on. It's there today. That's at 2000 Virginia Ave in Fort Pierce. It's put on by the Urban League of Palm Beach County, and they're there to help you preserve and keep your home. So it'd be a good event to go to. There's many, many professionals there that can talk to you one-on-one. Bank of America's there, Chase is there, City Mortgage, U.S. Bank, SunTrust, Ocwen. They're all there ready to talk to you and help you save your home because that's what they do. Again, that's the Havert L. Finn Center in Fort Pierce. If you would like to take a run up there, 561-833-341461 is their number. That's about all the time left to us today, folks. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We want to thank all our guests. They were great as usual, and we ask you to check out the show website at reachradioshow.com. That's where the Reach Radio Show archives are, and that's where the Home of the Week is. And don't forget about Lobster Fest next Saturday at the Palmwood Masonic Lodge. For more information, call them at 561-833-0023. Hat tip to Evan Rickman. Thanks for listening, buddy. We appreciate you being there. See you next Saturday from 12 to 1.
I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.